Welcome back to Threat Love of Midnight, the podcast that takes place around midnight before I go to bed. This is part three of the Tailman story. Hopefully you've listened to parts one and two, and now we're at the part where I discuss the follow-up to the Tailman story. So parts one and two were the background and the actual story I told my English class sophomore year of high school. And so I'm at the point where I've told the story. Mrs. Bannon has asked me to provide a follow-up to the story, which was the orange farmer was suing Miracle-Gro for millions of dollars because he had taken a drink of his Miracle-Gro water hose, gone home, taken a nap, grown a 4-foot tail, and was suing for damages. And it was being called the monkey trial of the new millennium. So after class, Pete again said, you know, we need to come up with a follow-up. What are we going to do? And then said he thought he had an idea. And what he did is he went home, went on to Paint, Microsoft Paint. This is before Photoshop. He went on Microsoft Paint, found a picture of a guy drinking like a glass of water, but he painted in a hose with, I'm looking at it now, with the nozzle on it, and then he painted on a tail to the guy. And then he went and he found the CNN.com logo and pasted it in a Word document and created this article that he wrote based on what I said, but then he added his own stuff. So I'm going to read that article a bit later into the podcast, but so he brings it to school and shows it to me, and he goes, we need to have someone read this out loud to the class. But we couldn't do it during What's New in the News because we had already done that, but we had the idea of doing it during Miss Santucci's going away party. So she was our teaching assistant, and she was there for, I don't know, the better part of 2-3 months. But she was, I think she was going back to school, or her time was up, and she couldn't help out with the class anymore. So we were going to have a big lunch going away party. And an interesting wrinkle to the story is they, for whatever reason, left it up to the class to take a vote on what kind of food we should eat for the going away party. And so people were suggesting, I don't even know, but it got to pizza. Pizza was the easy answer. And people were saying, oh, let's get like Papa John's. They're like, oh, gross, no. And someone said Pizza Hut, and some people wanted it, some people didn't. And then Pete goes, what if we get Domino's? And everyone's like, oh. And then he goes, we could get Dots. And that was the selling point. And if you remember, Dots were these like donut balls with cinnamon on them. Then you could put icing and stuff. And like that was the selling point to catering the lunch, which was kind of funny. So we already owned that lunch. We were responsible for the food. And now we have this article that we need to figure out who's going to read it. So it was me, Pete. Also in the class, we had a kind of like a frenemy, Chris, and then our friend Griffin, who they were in the class with us, and we were trying to get them to read it because they were in on the joke. We told them later on, but the same kind of problem. They weren't sure that they were going to be able to keep a straight face. So they were also friends with a girl named Jessie who was in the class, and Chris goes, Jesse, you need to read this out loud during Miss Santucci's going away party. So the day comes. She's still never seen it, by the way. And we hand it to her. And I said something like, you know, I remember the story I told about the guy who grew a tail. Pete found the article, kind of a follow-up that goes into the origin of the tail man and what's going on. And so a little bit more background into the actual article before I read it If you remember at the time, reality TV was just getting started and there was Survivor on TV. And then there was a show on Fox called Joe Millionaire, which was the show about the guy who was a construction worker, but they were passing him off as a millionaire to see how women would fall in love with him. So when we reference that later in the article, that's what the context is. So I'm going to read the article that Pete created. And so I'm going to try to describe it. So again, it's a picture of a guy drinking from a hose with a tail created in Microsoft Paint. There's a CNN.com logo at the top of the page. You'll see this later on. And in a huge headline, it says, "Man Grows Tail." And the subline, the subtext is, "The bizarre tale, T-A-I-L, of a man taking a drink of Miracle-Gro and getting more than he bargained for." And then the caption under the picture is, "Here seen is Bob McGee showing us how the extraordinary growth of a tail occurred." All right, now here's the actual article. Here's what it says. "Bob McGee was like any other Florida orange grower, except on May 5th, he got more than he bargained for. It was a 102-degree day when Bob decided to water his oranges, and he went outside and got the water hose, which he always uses. When through watering, he was pretty thirsty, so he decided to take a drink of water from the hose. Without thinking, he took a drink without taking off the Miracle-Gro nozzle. Then, exhausted from his watering, he went back inside to take a nap. And when he woke up 3 hours later, he had noticed that there was something different. At first, he thought he was suffering from severe dry mouth, but instead, he had a tail." It's... So I said 4 feet, and now it says it stood with a length of 5 feet long and 1 inch in width. When this was discovered, he went straight to the hospital, and the doctor said that he had suffered from STGFAM, also known as severe tail growth for the active man. Dr. Sam Ugata said that it occurs in 1 in every 5 billion men. Bob McGee was not satisfied with this doctor's diagnosis, so he decided to go to Value City and buy some new clothes. After that, he went to hear a different opinion and went to his local veterinarian. He figured that cats and dogs have tails and they go there, so why is he any different? And now keep in mind, we're not reading this to the class. Jesse is reading this to the class, having never read it before, and she's reading it so seriously. And so the article continues. The vet had solved the mystery. He said that he must have had some sort of DNA altercation when he drank the Miracle-Gro. Following the appointment, Bob talked to his lawyer and ordered a $1 billion class action lawsuit against Miracle-Gro. That's when Fox's Walter Jacobson caught wind of the story. He's calling it the monkey trial of the new millennium. When asked what his thoughts were, Bob said that he was blessed with a tail and said that the circus has already made a deal with him that he could be pulling in $1,000 a year traveling with the bearded lady and one-eyed lobster man. The PWT, National Society of People That Hate Other People with Tails, said in response that Bob McGee and Bob Saget, apparently his lawyer, have not heard the last of them. This bone-chilling trial will take place in June, and Fox has already made a deal with Bob to be in their new reality series, Joe Tailman. Oddly enough, CBS has too signed Bob to do their own reality program, Survivor, the Tailman edition. CNN News will keep the viewers up to date with more to come from this story. And so, that's what was read out loud to the class. And now, obviously, I think up to that point, after the whole thing was read, everyone kind of realized it was a big practical joke. But the amount of effort and ingenuity that this that this took for me to tell the story, and then for Pete to go completely over the top and make a freaking article in Word and Paint, and then bring it in and have a classmate of ours read it out loud. Oh my gosh. So I actually don't really remember the specific response from Mrs. Bannon and Miss Antucci. I think a lot of people were laughing because they realized it was a joke. But again, I think this whole thing is my legacy, really. But no, joking aside, part four, back on Instagram stories, I'm going to post a couple of pictures and maybe a video of the article that Pete created so you can see it for yourself and maybe reference it and go back to this segment of the story and listen to it again after you've actually seen it for yourself. But again, some of the highlights: STG FAM, severe tail growth for the active man, and the group NSP THO PWT, National Society of People That Hate Other People with Tails. Oh gosh. So I think that's it. You have the background of the story, you have the story itself, and then you have part two, the follow-up. And we've been telling this story, it's, I don't know, geez, 15 years ago at this point, and we're still talking about it, and I still have a copy of this thing. And so I think it's gonna continue to live on. So again, that's it. Thanks for listening. Look for part four. I'll post some videos and I'll try to think of what I'm going to talk about next. All right. Talk to you later.